Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, JT, I don't know about you, man. By this time tomorrow, we'll be more than halfway through the game, and we'll be close to finding out if it's 9 in a row for the Buckeyes or if that team up north actually made a difference this year, right?
That's right, and I need you to straighten up right now, young man. I need you to straighten up. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Because our guest today has got a higher PIN number than you in our fraternity, Alpha Tau Omega.
That's right. Coach Jim Tressel, currently the president at Youngstown State University, joining us right now on the Kenny and JT Show. How are you, Coach Tressel?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to the game.
Yeah, the game, Jim, and everybody's excited about it. Less than 24 hours away, and you were a big part of that game for 10 years at the Ohio State. And, Coach, we've heard it numerous times already this week, and I want to start here when you took the job at Ohio State. And I remember chatting with you when you were still at Youngstown State. If you were interested in it, you said yes, and then you end up getting the job. And then the next thing we know, you're talking at a basketball game, and you give the 310-day speech. And for JT and I and our listeners, I'm curious, at the basketball game, was that a calculated speech on your part? Did you want to send a message, or was that just something off the cuff that happened?
Well, it really wasn't that calculated. They said we wanted to come over to the game and be introduced to the crowd, and I thought that was great. And so I went out and waved a little bit and thought that was the end of it. And then all of a sudden they handed me the microphone. And one thing that we had talked quite a bit about during the interview process was that we knew what was important to the university, to the players, to the fans, to the state, was that, you know, we needed to do a better job in that game. And so when they handed the mic, I just wanted to let them know that I knew and I got the message, and we were going to go to work and see how we could do.
It's an amazing thing, and to me it's like one of those Joe Namath things. I know you didn't guarantee a victory, but you kind of did. And I'm big on intangibles, Coach. I played a kid, McKinley. I was recruited by your father. Sadly, he passes away my junior year in high school. Ended up playing at Baldwin-Wallace, and we're all alumni of that great school. And there are so many intangibles that we took along the way. And I want to start right there before we get into the blood and guts of this game. There are a couple of things that are obvious that we did that you obviously put back in or was a part of Ohio State. I don't know where it came from, so I always wanted to ask you this question. From singing the alma mater, we used to do it Friday nights during the walkthrough. You guys brought it back after the games, win or lose in Columbus, or even on the road. And I also want you to talk a little bit about senior tackle and what it means before the big game against that team up north.
Well, one of the things that we wanted to do when we got to Columbus was make sure that our players got to enjoy all the great traditions. And I had remembered being an assistant coach there and always hearing of the great traditions and being proud of them and so forth. But I didn't really remember our players or our staff having a chance to take part in them. And so one of the first things that we did was we went to Dr. Woods, who was the director of the best damn band in the land. And we said, hey, would you mind moving to the south end of the horseshoe? And because we'd like to sing the alma mater on our way back to the locker room. And it would be hard if you stayed in the north end and so forth. And he said, absolutely, we'd be happy to. And I said, well, while I've got you here, how about if you allow our players to walk through the skull session? Because we always hear about the skull session, but the players never get to see it. And so we wanted to begin those types of traditions for our players to just make their tie closer to what all the fans enjoy and what the state enjoys. And so we began working on that. And obviously the tradition of the game, I mean, everyone's legacy is built. If you played there, the first thing they ask you is, you know, not how many yards you got or how many championship rings you have is they always ask you what's your record against Michigan. And so we wanted to make sure our guys got to talk about that very proudly.
Jim Tressa is our guest via the Wake'em Way hotline currently in his, I believe, eighth year as the president at Youngstown State and, of course, coached the Buckeyes from 01 to 2010, 10 years, went 9-1 in the game against Michigan. And JT brought up these traditions, and they're such a big part of it now, and Jim started brought back most of it. And Jim, for you, when you look back at your, I guess, time at Ohio State, is there a favorite Michigan game when you were the head coach? Is there one that stands out above all others?
Yeah, there's one that stands out, and that's the one we lost, unfortunately. but the other nine were all good. They were all tied for first, but that 0-3 game is dead last.
I can understand that. A lot of people that are competitive, like you and other coaches and players, you always remember the one you lost more so than the ones you won, or you hate more losing than you enjoy more winning. So how much did that one loss fire you up or motivate you to motivate the players more to make sure that never happened again when you were the coach there and it didn't after that?
Well, I think anytime you have disappointing outcomes, you learn a lot, whether on the field or in the classroom or in life or whatever. Hopefully you learn from difficult situations, and I think we learned a lot from that game. We went into the game, if you recall, that it was for the Big Ten championship, and it was also for probably sending us to the national championship for a second straight year, and I remember making a couple mistakes in that week. One was when we got to Ann Arbor on Friday. There was a lot of construction. Chrysler Arena was being rebuilt or something. And so they were telling us it would take 2 or 3 hours to get in and out of the stadium for our walkthrough. And so we made the decision not to go to the stadium. And I think it was a mistake because some of our younger players had never been there. And I always think it's important to get a visualization of where the battle is going to be. So we never made that mistake again. And I think the other one was we probably unknowingly allowed some of the thinking to be about, hey, if we win this game, we get to go to the national championship rather than simply, this is the Ohio State-Michigan game, and that's the only thing that matters. And so we learned a great deal from that loss, and that's one of the things I know Coach Day is battling, I'm sure, with his guys right now, is that everyone wants to talk about the college football playoffs, and that's irrelevant versus the outcome of this game. So those are always the challenges you have, hopefully the lessons you learn, but there was no question that was a tough lesson day.
Coach, obviously Kenny and myself have followed your career from day one. Even when you're a graduate assistant at Akron U, we still knew who Jim Tressel was, and we saw what great success you had when you moved on to Youngstown. Now you become the head coach at Ohio State, and you're on the heels of Earl Bruce, who everybody knows how that went down, and everybody loved Earl, especially in Stark County. We remember when he was head coach of the Maslin Tigers, as was your father. Now you're on the heels of Earl Bruce. And I'm just wondering, because we hear of these guys, and they're larger than life, that were assistants at one time at Ohio State, the Lou Holtz, the Pete Carrolls, the Nick Sabans, the Jim Tressels. You become the head coach at Ohio State, and I'm wondering, what, if anything, changed from the time that Earl was there to the time that you became the head coach at the Ohio State University?
I think one of the biggest things that has given us a chance to bring this rivalry where it needs to be as far as the win-loss record and bring the program where it is today is what Andy Geiger did when he came in the mid-90s. And he said, hey, you guys don't know how good you can be. And he wasn't just talking about football. He was talking about the whole athletic department. And he really challenged people there and raised a lot of money. If you remember, he renovated Ohio Stadium. It was always wonderful, but it became the best in the country. He raised money to renovate the Woody Hayes Center. He built the Jesse Owens track, the Bill Davis baseball, the Steelwood Gymnastics Center. the rowing house out on the Scioto River. And I think he really challenged people to think differently. And that, to me, was the biggest difference between the time when Earl and John were there. I think they had subpar facilities, and it's tough when you get into the recruiting battles, especially out of state. You know, in state, there's a lot of local allegiance. But out of state, you know, people are going to measure things they can see when they visit. And I think Andy Geiger really, people ask me all the time, who were the top two folks to change this outcome of this rivalry over history? To me, the first one's Paul Brown, because all of a sudden the Ohio high school coaches, really their allegiance to Ohio State became stronger. And then I think the second one was Andy Geiger, when he said, hey, we're going to have the best facilities in America, and that's going to attract the best players and coaches. And that was a big change between the time I was an assistant there and when I arrived in 2001 to be the head coach.
I mentioned this to Kenny all the time on the program. Growing up right here in Northeast Ohio, for me anyway, I was always a huge Ohio State fan. I mean, we would watch the old Woody Hayes shows. And, you know, it was on once a week. There's no cable. I'm giving away my age. There's no ESPN. And for whatever we got, it was like a 1 half-hour a night show once a week. I want to take you back from when you got there. And some of the things that are larger than life are, A, like Kenny already mentioned, and I call it the Joe Namath speech at the basketball game. But the other thing that's larger than life for me anyway is this, too. People talk about it all the time. Jim Tressel locked down the state. How did you do it?
Well, that was clearly what we felt we had to do. As you looked at the rivalry, so many times the best players on the Michigan team were from Ohio.
Yep.
And Bo had done a great job of, you know, his entire staff was former Ohio guys. They'd been Ohio high school coaches. They'd coached in the MAC and in 1AA and even in small college. So he did a great job recruiting Ohio. And then Gary Moeller, who was an Ohio guy, continued the same. And then Lloyd did a great job recruiting Ohio. And so we felt clearly the only way we were going to take over this rivalry and get it back in our favor was that we're going to have to recruit Ohio better than Michigan ever dreamed of. And I thought our staff did a great job. You think about guys like Mark D'Antonio, who was an Ohio guy. Mel Tucker was an Ohio guy. Jim Bowman was an Ohio guy. Bill Conley, Jim Haycock, Tim Spencer, you know, on and on and on. They did a great job locking down Ohio. And once that happened, you know, I always talk about the trifecta. I think the trifecta is Paul Brown, Andy Geiger, and locking down Ohio.
Jim Tressel is our guest via the Wake'em Way hotline. Happy to have the former Ohio State coach, national champion in 2002. Still to this day, the greatest sporting event I've ever been to, considering what was on the field that day in the Fiesta Bowl and the way the Buckeyes won in double overtime. And I always say thank you to Jim for having, the wherewithal to take on that juggernaut, supposedly, that was Miami University. To win the national championship. But, Jim, before that game, you still had to win the game at home that year, I believe, against the Michigan Wolverines. Take me back to 2002, that magical season when you guys are national champs and you've got to win the game in order to play for the national championship game. What do you remember about preparing your team and then in the game that year to win it 14-9 in advance to the title game?
You know, I think one of the key things going into 2002, obviously, was an extraordinary recruiting class. You know, Maurice Clarett and Santonio Holmes and you know, Troy Smith and Nick Mangold and, you know, Sims and I mean, Roy Hall. I mean, you know, Robbie Sims. I mean, you go down the list. We had a great freshman class that really came in and competed during preseason and really made us grow. I think the other thing that you can't lose sight of is that fall, we also, or actually in the winter, spring, we also added Luke Fickell to our staff. And I thought Luke did a great job of really bringing in the era of the John Cooper alums, and it just kind of tied everything together. We had Bill Conley and Tim Spencer and those kind of guys that were locked in close to the Woody Hayes, Earl Bruce era. But I didn't feel that we had what we needed from a connectivity to the John Cooper era. And I thought Luke coming in did a great job. So you had a great freshman class with a guy like Luke Fickell, and we got better as time went. And by the end of the year, we were a little bit better. We weren't great at the beginning. Then we go into that game on that cold day in November in Ohio Stadium, and it was a battle. You knew it was going to be. And, fortunately, we came out on top. The game ended on the one-yard line. If you remember, Will Allen had the big interception. And I think that gave our guys the confidence that we had really progressed.
Jim, what is your first remembrance of Ohio State versus Michigan as a kid?
Well, I remember my dad's teams there at Baldwin-Wallace usually ended the season a week or two before the Ohio State-Michigan game. And so it was always that time when my dad was home for a Saturday. And he was obviously a big Ohio State fan. He had played there as a freshman and then went to war. So he was glued to the TV set in the Ohio State-Michigan Saturday. And we would always say, "Hey, Dad, do you know Woody Hayes?" He said, "Of course I know Woody Hayes." And we were always just enamored with the fact that our dad knew Woody Hayes. It just became somewhat of a tradition that, you know, we got to spend a little time with our dad, who was very busy, and you could see his passion for it. And obviously in those days, those games, that was the 10-year war, you know, with Bo and Woody. And, those were some spectacular games.
So if you can, why does the Michigan game mean so much to Jim Tressel? What is it about this game? Is it that time that you got to spend with your dad, or is there something else along the way that made it even more special for Jim Tressel?
Well, I think the fact that it's so special to everyone else is what makes it special. I mean, it's so important to our fan base. We went through a tough period there in the 90s, and you could see the pain. You could just feel it from our fans and our players. That to me was always the driving force, was that I know how much it meant to everybody. If we could do something, to bring that joy to the fans and the players and the state in general, that, that's what we wanted to try to do.
Coach, a lot of us watch this game, some of us former players at other places and whatever. We watch this game, and a lot of times we've always heard the stories that there's a certain amount of time in every practice that's guaranteed geared towards that school up north. Okay, fine. But we watch this game, and at times we wonder as fans, just fans, we didn't see that play throughout the regular season, didn't see that play earlier on. All of a sudden, we're running an option against Michigan with Maurice Claret. Did you hold back on some of those plays just for that game?
No, not really. I think it was you developed throughout the course of the year, and you always did a lot of self-scouting. And so you would scout yourself and say, okay, what are they expecting? And so we want to do some things that maybe they're not expecting. So I don't think it was anything in September that we came up with for November. I heard, I don't know if it was on the radio or wherever, someone said that Coach Day has a book already for the Michigan game. And really you do. Your book is your evolution, the evolution of what is the next iteration of what you're doing. And so it's that next adjustment. It's that, okay, we've been doing this. They're going to be ready to stop this. So we want to make sure that, we can give them something they haven't seen. So that's kind of the way it happens at the end of every season for every team. I don't think it's just Ohio State and Michigan trying to do that to one another.
We're talking with Jim Tressel, currently the president at Youngstown State. Of course, was the head coach at The Ohio State University 2001 through 2010. And Jim, going back to when you first took the job there, the Michigan clock, to have that installed there, the countdown to the game, why was that important for you to put that in there? Because it's still there today. And oh yeah, by the way, since you arrived there and started these traditions, and that was one of them, the Buckeyes are 7-2, 17-2 in the game. So take me back to the idea behind the clock for the game.
Well, I think anytime there's a countdown, it's a countdown to something important. You know, you have your countdown to the new year, that 10-9-8-7, and you know it's a you're looking forward to something. And so we just, you know, we just wanted to make sure that that was on our people's minds all year long, and just a reminder. And again, I think it was a reminder because it's on our fans' minds all year long. It's on our people in the state. It's on their minds. It's on our alums' minds, on our former players' minds. And so we wanted to make sure it was on our minds every day when we came to work.
Coach, let's fast forward to this team. 2021 Ohio State Buckeye football team. Now, we've seen where we've come from and still going through a worldwide pandemic, which it seems amazing that we're still talking about that, but it's still there, and we know it is. But let's talk about the progression of a young team, whether you were coaching or not. From week one through week 12, how much growth do you see in this team?
You know, I think you could even take it a 24-month thing because you mentioned the pandemic. And I thought Coach Day and his staff did a great job of handling a year ago. They were young. They had guys missing at times going through that pandemic to get into the championship game. And he was playing shorthanded, quite honestly, in that game. And so I think that was a building block. It was a disappointment that sits in there in the back of their minds as they were getting ready for this year, and you know, obviously graduated some great players, you know, Justin Fields, you know, amongst many others, and to see the fact that you can see the improvement in their team, just look at the scores, you know, they have gotten better and better every day, and you know, so now you get that ultimate test. You get to go on the road into the big house. You know, we've had our way with Michigan lately, which is not an advantage. That's a disadvantage. And so he's got that disadvantage of he knows how hungry they are to turn the tables. But it's just he's got unbelievable young talent. He's done a fabulous job recruiting. I think he's done a great job bonding his players together. The way they play the game is with just reckless and speed. You know, so I think he's got him right where he wants him.
Jim Tressel is our guest, and we're talking Ohio State, Michigan, the game Saturday, 12 noon, right here on WHBC. Jim, going into this game, is there one or two things that stand out that are more important in this game than in any other game that you always preached to your guys before the Michigan game?
You know, I think what you're thinking going into the game, because there's so much buzzing around you, is even more critical in this game, and that's why I reflect back to our loss in 03. I'm not sure we were thinking about playing our rivals. I think we were thinking a little bit about what the result could be if we won the game. So I think your mindset is number one. And then obviously you have to go out and you have to play fast. You don't want to play uptight, you know, because of all the focus on the game and so forth. You want to have the game plan such that we know it. We're going to play it fast. And if you go in with the right mindset, you play the game fast, you know, obviously you're going to have to make plays. You can go back to every Ohio State Michigan game as, you know, who made the play that might have turned the tide. But if you have the right mindset and you're playing fast, you know, you have with all the talent that we happen to have right now, I think we'll be in good shape.
Jim Tressel, we always appreciate the time that you make for us. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Kenny and JT Show. An early birthday wish to you coming up a week from this Sunday. So hopefully the Buckeyes can deliver you another win over Michigan. You can celebrate that on your birthday.
That would be wonderful. You guys have great holidays, and let's go get this one.
Sounds good, Coach. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All righty. Thanks so much. See ya.
See ya. There he is, Jim Tressel. Former head coach at the Ohio State, president at Youngstown State, and JT, it's just like a wealth of knowledge coming through the radio right there, right?
It's like talking to your grandfather. I mean, he knows everything about the game. It's perfect.
He does.
Be proud of our young people in the classroom, in the community, and most especially in 310 days in Ann Arbor, Michigan. on the football field.